At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Mark Medina, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And I just got the game on. And Nikola Jokic, looks like he's okay. He kind of turned his ankle. Did you see that, Rob G? But it looks like he's okay. Yeah, he's back out on the court. Okay, obviously that would have been a... You don't want to see any of these guys get hurt, and particularly the stars, you know, but none of the players. You want these two teams to be at their best and may the best team win. And right now, Denver's up 18-15 with about a minute to go in the third quarter. So, look. Right now, even though Denver's ahead, and obviously that's good for them, the game is being played at Miami's pace, right? Miami wants to be deliberate. They want to play slow and getting their set half-court defense, and Denver wants to get out and run when they can. So the low scoring right now, I guess if you're a Heat fan, that's a positive you can look at. But still, Denver is up right now. All right, Chris and Rob.
I'll say this too. Just watching, Denver's had like 4 or 5 shots spin out. Like they've been.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, have you seen that? Like they've been on it, but they've had.
Well, MPJ missed a couple of close, you know, layups. Essentially, now they were contested, but he should be able to hit those. And smart of him to say, look, let me try to get something in the paint,
right?
Because my jumper's off, but. He still hasn't hit those shots either. So.
And again, if you're Denver, Chris, another thing is with a must-win for Miami, The only thing you don't want to do is get blown out of the gym in the first quarter. Do you know what I mean? Where you got a big hole and they get all this momentum and then it's an uphill battle. If you're Denver, and I get it with the pace of the game, but I would feel good. Like, they got 18 points. You know what I mean? At home for 18 points.
Look, I said it today on Colin Cowherd's show. Like, Denver, you know what they need to do, Rob? Play as hard and as smart as Miami does.
Yep.
That's what they need to do because they got the better players. It's just as simple as that. All right, speaking of great players, the Golden State Warriors, last year's champions, obviously this year they went down to the Lakers in the second round, and the Lakers got dismissed unceremoniously in four games.
Mollywopped.
Right, by Denver. So the Warriors got a ways to go to get back to winning the championship. But Steph Curry actually wants to run it back. Rob G, there was a story talking about that today in The Athletic.
That's right. Tim Kawakami's been covering Bay Area sports there forever.
You know what? I broke in with Tim Kawakami.
He's good. He does a great job.
He worked at the New York Times, Chris, back in the 80s. I know Tim.
Oh, did he? I didn't know he worked at the Times.
Yeah, he had an internship at the New York Times back in like 1986, 87. I've known him for a long time, Tim. A great guy and a good reporter.
Yes, so he had his latest mailbag column, and a fan asked if he expects the team to move off the young players like Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga for veteran help this offseason or jettison the veterans like Draymond and Klay to build for the future. And his response was, quote, "I think the most likely scenario is that the Warriors keep most of this together for at least one more season. That's what Steph Curry wants, and his opinion sort of matters."
Well, I agree with keeping most of it together. Like, they definitely should not, like, look, obviously you're not tearing it down. You're playing as long as Steph is in his prime. You're going for championships. But, Rob, I do think a few changes are in order. One, they've got to get more size. And I don't mean great size. I mean serviceable bigs, at least one, and you could use two. That are seven-footers, seven-foot types that can back up Kevon Looney. Like, remember, Rob, when they were winning championships, they had an Andrew Bogut. They had a Festus Ezeli. They're not great players, but they were big and they were serviceable. A JaVale McGee type, somebody like that. I know JaVale's he's under contract, right, Rob G, for a little while. But that they just need some size because obviously LA was just too darn big for him. So that's number one. And then secondly, Rob, I would move Jordan Poole. I think he's a good player. I think he reminds me a lot of Kyle Kuzma. You know, Kuzma won a championship with the Lakers. Kuzma was a little, and I don't think Kuzma is all that humble, but he was a little more aware and humble than Jordan Poole. Like, he clearly said, you know, winning this championship, even if I'm not getting to do my thing, is good for me. And it turned out to be good for him. And now he's in Washington and he can, you know, play to his strengths and do the best he can individually. I think Jordan Poole could go somewhere and do that. He can go somewhere and average 20-something points a game. Now, he's not going to lead a team deep into the playoffs as the number one guy, but he can go somewhere. A Washington, one of those types of, you know, nondescript middle of the road teams, and be a 20 something point scorer. And then when you trade Poole, get some depth. Because Rob, Steph, Klay's not what he used to be, but he's still very good. Steph is obviously playing great. Draymond's still good. Wiggins, I think, can even play better. He's going to play better, I think, next season than he did this year when he came back from that 2 month hiatus. And Looney really came into his own during the playoffs. So some depth and some size, Rob. And I think here's the last thing I'll say about Poole. I think they need to get him out of there. And I'm not blaming him. Obviously, he was the victim. But obviously, they're not moving on from Draymond, and they love Draymond. But as long as those two are there, and they all admitted it after the season, you're not going to get away from the stench of that punch. And even though Draymond was the one to do it, if you just get Poole out of there, Rob, I think they all move on from that. And now they can kind of be emotionally healthy as a team. And that gives them a shot.
Yeah, I disagree. I think that there's more than just Poole. Some of the other younger players who also, I'm sure, felt for Poole and felt like if that would have happened to me, kind of the same treatment. And Draymond got away with quote-unquote bloody murder in that situation, and it hurt the team. I think that team is fractured. That team was a shell of itself, Chris, on the road. They couldn't beat anybody. I just think that if you want to keep it running it back at this point, you know, you saw Klay in the playoffs, Chris. He ain't the same player either. I mean, let's just be honest. And I think if you got Steph and you want to figure it out, maybe you can do one more try to you know add something to the mix. So now wait a minute, is Jokic off the court now? Did he go to the back, Chris?
It's on the commercial on my TV.
Oh, that's right. He went to the back,
like 17
though, right?
Minutes behind.
Yeah, right. The game just started in Chris's stream.
All right, so you're saying some of the other younger players too?
I'm just saying that's fine if they
do that. I mean, but the core to me should remain intact. And they are showing they like I said, the turned ankle. That's what they're showing. He did go to the back. Looks like he's walking fine.
Yeah,
they might just retape it.
Yeah, he wasn't limping or anything.
Yeah, he looks like he'll be fine. Yeah. But so what are you saying they should do?
Yeah, I would make some moves. I think maybe
– I mean, like what kind of moves?
I don't know. Like if you're moving off of one of the big guys –
They're not moving off of them.
No, I know. They'll bring them all back, but I don't think they're winning anything. I don't. After last year and what I saw, I don't know they're 1 year removed, but there was something broken with that team. And I don't know if they're going to get it
so
back.
So you don't think just moving Poole – I mean, Kuminga, they might move those young guys too. And that's fine with me, as long as they get some value for him. But I'm saying the core should remain like Steph, Klay, Draymond, Wiggins, Looney. That's the core. Add some size off the bench. Get what you can for Poole. Hey, get what you can for Kuminga because I think you get something for him too. So if indeed, and maybe they have to really – And Kuminga, I think, Rob G, wasn't he reportedly meeting with the front office, right?
That is correct.
To discuss his role. So they have to have heart-to-hearts and be like, look, I mean, if I don't know if those guys, Rob, are bothered by Draymond, but they got to find out. Because you do need to get all of that stench out of there.
Yeah, you have to. And they did. You said it, Chris. They finally admitted it, right? But during this,
they made a mistake by not suspending him.
They really
did.
And
I don't know how much that would have mattered to the young guys. It still might have been an issue. But you got to suspend him. In fact, if I'm Steph, I think you got to talk to management and be like, look, y'all got to suspend him.
What'd you do, right? Like
you can't let this. And it Dre's my boy. I mean, Steph could have been like, Dre's my boy. I love Dre.
Right, but for the
you
sake
went
of the
Dre too. And
but
then
for the sake
Dre,
of the team,
right, exactly.
Right, dude. We got young guys here. We just can't turn our heads. And
right.
And they had them there on the ring night, the opening night. Chris, like nothing happened.
Yeah, that was it. But I do think where we disagree. And again, I'm not saying you can't move Kuminga. That's fine.
You just think that they're good where they are.
I think getting Poole out of there. Well, they need, like I said, I don't think they need major surgery. I just think bring in some bigs. They need some bigs. They have got to get at least one 7-foot type that can give them legitimate minutes. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're too small. And then get some more depth, some grinders that can shoot, some tough 3-and-D types. And I think they'll be in the mix. So, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you agree with Steph Curry? Is it as simple as running it back if you're the Golden State Warriors? I mentioned some changes. Rob mentioned more wholesale changes. What do you think the Warriors need to do to get to the point where they can compete with the Denver Nuggets for the Western Conference Championship? Your thoughts next on the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more, all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Should the Warriors make huge changes or just a few tweaks and they'll be back in the championship mix? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off. Brandon in Riverside, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
What's going on, guys, man? I love the show, man.
Thank you.
It's been a couple of weeks. It's hard for me to get through, man. Everybody wanted to talk to you guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, brother. That's right. Good. We glad you got in.
Yes.
Yeah, the Warriors, they can run it back. But I agree with what you were talking about, Chris, when you were saying they might. Because they're going to keep Draymond, you're going to have to get rid of Poole.
Yeah.
That is a stench. It's not going nowhere because I don't blame Poole. Because if I was Poole, I'll probably still be fighting Draymond to this day. And,
yeah, I mean, that's something
some
that's
people
hard
will
to
never. You can't shake that, Chris. You know that.
Yeah. You can't. Nah, I'm from the west side of Chicago. You can't get away with
it. I mean, it's one thing if we have a fight, it's another thing.
Right, that's a fight. Exactly. Yeah. Right. 100%.
That was disrespectful. Him, but
right.
You know, I agree. They need to get. They really need some size because.
Yeah, they're too small. They're tiny.
Because
Looney isn't even that big.
No, yeah, they need somebody at least 6'11" and a little wide, thick in the arms, you know, to help them out. So I agree. I listen to the show, man. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Chris in Miami. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chris?
Hey, guys. First off, I want to say thank you for everything you guys do. Man, you guys got me through COVID and law school. I've been listening to you guys.
Wow.
After every class.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
And congratulations. That's great.
With your career.
Thank you. So on this, I'm going to agree with Rob. I think it's time to get rid of Draymond and go with the younger guys. Like, the league's all about scoring, so you need Poole to score. And I think the Warriors should look at Naz Reid because he's a – upcoming free agent, or he's going to be a free agent this coming summer. And he's a big who can pass, score. He's a three-level scorer, and he can dribble. So I think that's what they really need.
Yeah, I mean, look, there was a time I thought this might be Draymond's last year there, Rob.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're committed to bringing him back. And I get it. He's obviously a legend there. He's part of four championships.
Right.
And he does still play well. I mean, he does bring value. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
All right.
But he might have, and I know people don't – I still say, Chris, he might have cost him a couple championships as well.
Well, we do think – I mean, if he's not suspended for game five in 2016 –
I'm just saying that possibly.
I think they win. But here's the thing, though. This is where, to me, it broke even because he got Durant there. He was the guy going after Durant.
I get it, but he also ran Durant off prematurely.
Well, yeah,
and then the Poole thing. You know, like they broke up a team that was a championship team a year earlier with Poole having a big role in that. That's all I'm saying.
It's an argument because obviously, you know, I mean, he has blown some things. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, if he hadn't gotten Durant there,
I think
they would have won the next year. But, yeah, that saved him, Rob.
Yep. Without it would have been a totally different thing. Yep, no doubt.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it's a good game here. Jokic, though, is he still out?
No, he's out there.
He's out there? Okay.
Yeah. He's running fine. He just read the I'm just watching the time.
They probably, I guess they retaped him.
He had a ridiculous three, Chris, at one point, just like, wow.
Oh, he hit it?
Okay. Yeah, it was so far out. They're up by five minutes to go.
Yep.
On the road, a big game. I mean, they're just where they want
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's similar to the game three. Weren't they up six and a half or something
and a
half? Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you're just better. You know, they're not playing particularly well. They're missing some shots at the rim.
I agree. They could easily be up by 10, Chris, if they made some shots.
Now, they are shooting better from three, and Miami's not hitting threes. But I think they got this thing, but this is it, Rob. I mean, we both think clearly they're winning the series anyway, but this is it. I mean, if Miami does win tonight and it's 2-2, you will hear people, Rob, just like, you know, people overreact. And I'm not trying to say we've been perfect with it, but people overreact to each game.
Right.
And it happens in the playoffs, not even just the finals. But it always seems like to a lot of people who in a series that's not like a blowout.
Right.
Whoever won the last game, they're in control. And so there will be those that say, oh, They came, you know, they a bad loss, demoralizing loss in game three, but Miami came back and won game four. We know they can win in Denver. So, you know, and look, 2-2, that's not bad. You got a good series.
Oh, yeah. And if, and if Denver wins, it's 3-1, and we're kind of where we thought we would be. Maybe maybe we would have thought, Chris, that Denver would have won their two home games and then split here, but they still get back to where we think, or at least, you know what I mean? I thought it would be 5. You thought it would be 6. Nobody thought it would be 7. Jokic just hit a 3. They're up by, what, 7?
It would be over. Rob, let's face it, and we both think this is going to happen. If Denver wins tonight, all the steam is gone out of the series.
Right. Because Miami.
I mean, the only thing, I mean, look, we still watch it. We still be excited about it. We still talk about it. But if Denver wins tonight, the steam is gone. And we're just waiting for them to close it out.
Yep.
Especially, they probably would do it in game 5.
Especially with Miami at home, Chris, coming off the big game to win. And then you lose both games at home. I mean, you can sit here and tell everybody it ain't over, but it's over.
They would even know. And they're as resilient. I mean, I'm impressed with them. I'm as impressed with them as I have been with any team in recent memory, just for their heart and all that stuff, grit. But you wonder if even they would know, Rob, in the back of their minds, like, man, they just too good. They can't admit it. They wouldn't admit it.
No, they shouldn't admit
it.
As competitors, you just.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, Rob, when I said the steam would come out of the series, what you would need if they indeed do go up 3-1 is you need Jokic. And Murray, it would help, but it's fine if he doesn't. But you would need Jokic to tonight put up some huge historic numbers again. So at least you can talk about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, he had another 35-point triple-double. You know, like, that's what you would need. If he just has 20-something points tonight, I mean, look, we still going to give him love. He's playing a great series, and same with Murray and the whole team. But that would just give you a little edge, right? If he's putting up some, like, historic numbers, then you can compare him to some of the other greats in the past and what they did in the finals and things. Like, it just gives you something extra to talk about. And so that's what we would be looking for if indeed the Nuggets go up 3-1, which we both think they will. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Mark Funky Cole Medina, Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider, coming up in a minute. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mark Funky Cole Medina. What up, brother?
Yo, yo.
Chris, now I know what it was like when MJ was getting that introduction at United Center, right? It's got him hyped.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, my man. That is right.
That one, and the one in Detroit, the theme music, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't drop 50 like he was, but it's still pumping me up.
All right, Mark, we got a lot of stuff we can get to. Let's start in the finals. As you talk to people around the league, is there just a feeling that Denver's just the much better team, and Miami has finally met its match?
Yeah, but I think the interesting qualifier is that Miami's never going to quit, and so that's always going to keep it somewhat competitive. But, yeah, I think that clearly Denver's shown that they just have a lot more depth, and the fact that they have continuity, they play the right way, there's no ego or personality clashes. It's a pretty hard recipe for them to lose. And, you know, they really lost game two because they let their guard down. So I think if that doesn't happen, assuming this Nikola Jokic ankle scare doesn't turn into something serious, it does feel like, you know, the Nuggets are going to run away with this.
And the Nuggets, I mean, you're on the road. What does it say about the Nuggets to bounce back the way they did, you know, after losing game two at home and to just come out, you know, blow Miami out? They've shown me something. Like when they took care of the Lakers in four games, there's something about that team. They don't mess around.
Yeah, I mean, they're the complete team. I mean, we all talk about Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, and I know you guys are saying they're the best duo in the NBA right now. I completely agree. But the other thing is that they don't have any holes in their roster from an offensive standpoint. I mean, they got the interior depth with Aaron Gordon. You know, he's leading the team in scoring tonight. They got some good perimeter guys with KCP and Bruce Brown. And I think, you know, even if there's some inconsistency for Michael Porter Jr., for example, they all represent different specific positional needs, and there's no egos or personality role conflicts or anything like that. So I think because of that, they've been able to create a lot of separation, not just from Miami, but from, you know, basically every team they faced in the playoffs, you know, with the Lakers and the Suns and Minnesota. So, yeah, it does seem inevitable that this is the year that they hoist that trophy up.
All right, let's go to Chris Paul and some of these other stories around the league. Lakers, it feels to me like it's going to be the Lakers. Are you hearing anything, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Chris, it's interesting. I mean, you never rule that out. I think that the Lakers would definitely be interested, but I think that there are a lot of qualifiers with that. I think that, you know, the reality is, even if D'Angelo Russell had inconsistent play this season, I think that they would handicap being in favor of trying to re-sign him because he's a younger player. He's at least doesn't have the kind of injury concerns that Chris Paul has. But I think that there is a pathway if Chris is willing to go down the route of, you know, accepting a pay cut and accepting a reduced role, it very well could work. But this isn't necessarily about Chris Paul per se, but philosophically, dating back to last season when they're weighing, hey, should we get in on the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes? One of the main things that held them back on that was really the lack of clarity of availability history because of injuries. And while Chris Paul wouldn't have the same kind of baggage, obviously, that Kyrie has as far as, you know, what he's like as a leader, et cetera, there are those questions of, you know, how healthy can he be? And I know before the playoffs started, you know, Chris Paul was adamant that, hey, this isn't his last year. He's going to try to play out the remainder of his contract. But as much as he's been doing all the right things with taking care of his body, we've seen that his body's breaking down. So with that, I wouldn't rule out him coming to the Lakers, but there is going to be a lot of, I think, questions that they would have to address with him to make them feel better about his health.
Rob, let me follow this up, if you don't mind. You mentioned Kyrie. Look, I don't know where Kyrie has any leverage.
He doesn't.
Yeah, so how do you think, I mean, I get Dallas wanting to bring him back on a contract that makes Kyrie feel good, but at the same time, they need to protect the franchise. So how do you think this thing kind of – what do most people around the league think they're going to give Kyrie?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get a max deal. I mean, remember when we saw he was talking about opting out last summer and he didn't really get a lot of options? So right. I think that his best option is that he's staying with the Mavs. Now, I think that they're willing to re-sign him. I mean, in fairness – even though we know about his checkered past, they feel like he was a good locker room presence last year. Now, that didn't necessarily lead to winning, obviously, but they felt like the main thing was just the rest of the roster. They didn't have enough depth. So with that, they're willing to retain him, but I don't think it's a max deal. And the larger thing is what I was saying before here, where they don't have the right supporting cast around him and Luka to make this work. And so that's why, you know, when it got out this week, and it's all accurate, but, you know, the idea that LeBron would join him in Dallas, like, people around the league were just laughing, like, okay, that's a nice Christmas wish list, you know, because the reality is the Mavericks don't have anything that teams, including the Lakers, want, unless they want to trade Luka, which obviously isn't happening. So, yeah, it just seems like a whole lot of nonsense, and you know what? So I think he's going to stay with Dallas because there's really no other choice, but I don't think he's going to get that long, you know, kind of contract that he's looking for. I think it would really be a 1 or 2 year deal.
What do you make of James Harden entertaining going back to Houston? What else did they say, Chris?
Phoenix
and Philly. Right, those are the three places.
Yeah, the whole idea with him going back to Houston doesn't make sense for either party. Like, there's
It's ridiculous.
There's a reason why he was kicking and screaming to get out of Houston, right? They weren't in a good position of winning. And I know, hey, they got a head coach in Ime Udoka, and obviously he did a pretty good job in Boston, right, from a basketball standpoint. So I think that he'll help change the culture of, you know, what was holding them back last season, the young guys just caring about their stats. But James Harden isn't going to join a team that, A, is built to win. Number two, he's not going to be joined a team where the guys are really going to be looking at him as their leader. Right. If anything, they're going to be looking at, hey, you're the guy who's taking my shots away and my minutes, like, and all that. So I just think it's a terrible fit for both
sides.
So
do you think he might be just throwing him out there? I know they seem to really be interested for some strange reason.
Because they could have just put it out there that we're not interested.
It doesn't make sense for them. But do you think he might just be throwing it out there to get Philly to, or maybe, Philly, I guess, to give him the money he wants?
I think that's part of it. And keep in mind, he did take a relative discount last summer with the idea that this would help the Sixers build a better roster around him. So I think he does have this feeling, hey, you owe me one, even though, you know, he didn't hold up his end of the bargain of showing up consistently in the playoffs. But I think the other part, it might be the nostalgia drug kicking in, right, where he remember what it was like in Houston when he was the guy. He was getting numbers. But the problem is this. Mike D'Antoni is not on the sideline. He doesn't have someone like Chris Paul with him or some other star player, whether it was Dwight Howard or Russell Westbrook. For all the warts that all those players provided when he was with them, they're at least winning. This is a completely different environment. But I do think it is the idea of what he remembered, what it was like being the main guy. He did enjoy being in Houston. Same thing with his family. But I think at the end of the day, it will kick into him that just doesn't make sense from a basketball standpoint. I think that he'll wind up coming back to Philly, and I think it does help that Daryl Morey is there because he has the affection for him. And look, the reality is they made a coaching change with the idea that, hey, let's try to build a better system around James and really hold him to the highest forms of accountability there. So that's the best play for him.
That's our man, Funky Cole, Mark Medina. Great stuff as always.
Thanks,
brother.
Buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Always appreciate the intro music.
Yep. We got to make it outro music too, Alex.
We stepping
my
it up,
man
okay.
out. We send my man out with his jam.
It's a double dip, huh?
I guess we'll have to do it next. Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Throws it to Joker. Pick and pop three. Good! 7-point lead for Denver, 44-37.
All right. That is the progressive play of the day. And Progressive makes things even easier for you because they'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800 Progressive. So, Rob, what you getting into this weekend?
I'm heading to San Francisco. I'm going to the Giants game tomorrow with my buddy.
Wow.
I'm going to eat at that restaurant. Remember I told you called Delancey Street? And where
Delancey Street.
I know. Chris,
this Delancey Street. Remember that song?
I do Dana remember Dane. That. Dana Dane. Yep. But this restaurant, it's like a halfway house for people who get out of prison, Chris, and they learn skills on how to run a restaurant.
They're the cooks and
so they live in the place. Yeah, they live upstairs, and they work the restaurant, and the place is unbelievable, Chris. I had a ribeye and eggs, and it was $12.95. Because
is it nice atmosphere and everything?
Yes, I mean, it's place? On the water. It's. Wow. I'm gonna send you
and
a picture.
And it's that cheap?
$12.95. I couldn't believe it. And then when they explained that it's a not-for-profit restaurant, right? Because you know what I mean? They don't. I guess they get money from the government to be a halfway house. So they're not trying to make money off the food. It's
really
good.
I think they should do more things like that.
I like it.
I mean, they're obviously the ex-inmates are getting training
so that they can get jobs. Yep. Exactly.
They should do more types of businesses like that.
It's called Delancey Street Restaurant. It's down in what is it called? Downtown San Francisco, and the food is good. It's a training school. It says training school for Delancey Street Foundation residents rebuilding their lives, and it gets 4.6 stars. That's how good the food is. Wow. And when you look at the menu, you can't believe how cheap the food is.
That is great. Okay, cool.
So I'm going.
Well, I'm traveling too this weekend. I will be in Richmond, Virginia, Sunday. Anybody down there in the Richmond, Virginia area, I'll be speaking at Faith and Family Church Sunday morning. So come check it out. It's in Richmond, Virginia, Faith and Family Church. Pastor is Calvin Duncan. You remember that name, Rob?
Sounds familiar.
He was an All-American basketball player at Virginia Commonwealth. Got drafted by the Bulls when Jordan was there, like 85, I think, 84, 85. I think 85. But, he is the pastor there, great friend of mine. And so I'll be speaking at his church on Sunday.
Nice.
If you're in that area, come check it out. Rob, right now, 55-51 at the half, Denver. Jokic obviously is a bit hampered, a bit, because, you know, he's clearly not himself, and yet and still, Rob, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. But that's, I mean, that's how much we've come to expect of him, that that's not quite himself.
Right.
You know?
But they, but who's that? Aaron Gordon showed up, right?
Gordon's playing great. He's
playing
got
great.
16. They're both leading scorers. Now, Murray's only got 6. And this is why we said, great, great player, playing well, not a superstar yet. All right, we out. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.